This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Talking about the reports out there with Kirk Cousins being up at Flower Branch. Involuntary workouts, I mean, again. But it's just interesting.
Is he going to have a catch with Easton Stick?
Who knows? It's funny to me in the way that, look, fine. If he feels obligated and Mike said it, if there's money attached to it, okay, great. But if you really want out and you had a meeting with the owner, you don't show up for Jack. You don't do – guys, I'm going to tell you this if you don't know already. He's rich.
Right.
He doesn't need to show up just for an extra a chunk of change. Mike, if you really want out, and you were talking to the owner a few months ago when Arthur Blank said he was on the phone with him for an hour, you don't show up for anything. That's my guess.
Unless he's just trying to be a good soldier and then reinforcing the message of Terry and Raheem that they're prepared to take him on through the summer and be on the team. And they're prepared because they had this in the budget.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. So, stupidest thing in the whole world. Anyway, but yeah, guys, there are some parts to the contract. And the bonuses, they do range. Sometimes they're as small as $10,000 to $30,000. Sometimes they're more, depending on the NFL player's contract, even for something like this. And yes, one thing we do know, he does matter. His money does matter. But yeah, I don't understand why. I agree. I wouldn't in a million years have expected him to be here for this.
All right, more on that coming up, because it's just that's an interesting thing. That's something we did not expect to be talking about today. Hey, man, I'd love to hear from you guys. Our poll question yesterday got a lot of response, and rightfully so, about whether you would trade Trae Young or not. After, what is this, Mike, now 3 years in the play-in? Three?
Yeah, three in a row.
You guys said 65% of you said no. 35% of you said yes. We're going to discuss this coming up in less than 10 minutes from now. Stay tuned for that. Ross Tucker's on the way in the 3 o'clock hour, and more Braves conversation on the way. By the way, Big O's behind the glass, our engineer, and Day-Day, executive producing here on Dukes and Bell. Big O, man, let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Mike, what did you think of Schwelly last night, by the way?
Yeah, a lot of guys got on base, but he handled his business. I thought that was a pretty strong outing for him. And I think if you're the Braves, especially, you know, the last time, the third time around up in Toronto, they seemed like they teed off on Schwelly a little bit. Yeah. So this was a much stronger outing. But as we said, he did have to deal and, you know, deal with guys on base a lot last night. There were 8 hits, 2 earned runs, but he struck out 5. But pitch count was manageable. I thought strong outing.
I did, too. Here's what he said, by the way, about his outing and how he approached it.
I don't know. I think just being a competitor in sports my whole life, just hate losing more than I like winning. And I think that's just, you know, it's kind of just dug into me ever since a kid, playing in the yard with my brothers and sister and, you know, getting beat up and, you know, just understanding what it takes to win and doing everything I can to do that.
Talking about his competitive fire. Look, I want more guys that hate losing more than winning because that's going to drive you. But he got some help last night. And again, we can talk about the pitching all we want. When we're not scoring runs, which has kind of been the case with us the earlier part of the season, you're not going to win a lot. Last night, he got run support, including Austin Riley coming up big with a two-run homer.
Austin Riley hits it high. Austin Riley hits it deep. And this ball game is tied. A majestic, towering shot from Austin Riley.
That was big.
Good stuff, man. And, like, it was cool to see them come back the way they did. The clutch. That's the thing. Early on in this season, we were all freaking out. And I understand why, because we looked just god-awful dead in the water. There was no clutch. There was nobody with runners in scoring position knocking anybody in. Now that's starting to happen. And, by the way, Marcelo Ozuna, we were worried about him coming back from, you know, he was day-to-day. He has hit the ground running as well, as he is 3 for his last 6 last 2 games.
Yeah. And by the way, the whole Acuña fallout, we talked a lot about this yesterday, the Kelnick thing. Mike, the team's moved on, but people are still talking about it.
Well, like I said, you know, it's a standard. There's a standard of baseball. You're expected to be professional. And it's just weird how these things, and this is just strictly from the fan base, nothing to do with the organization. Just some of the interactions we get with obviously very strong baseball fans. They listen to a sports talk show. But it's almost like they resent Ronald Acuña. I don't understand it. I mean, you picked up on this back in 18 and 19. Yeah, man, is a different new Jack baseball player the last 5 or 6 or even more years. You know, it started, you could argue if you want to say Manny being Manny, whoever the guy is. But as long as you get the results done and you get the effort and you get the win, yes, once in a while they'll do something which makes you roll your eyes. But then some guys don't give a crap about it. But the thing is, if you do something that makes you roll your eyes, it's got to be good for the 11th guy on the roster, as it is for the number one guy on the roster. That means Kelnick I'm referring to. So the only way I would just give a benefit of the doubt to Snicker and the coaching staff is Brian is getting older and he just doesn't care. Now, I don't mean he doesn't care about winning. He just wasn't going to go all ham on Kelnick for a stupid mistake. But as you pointed out, Eric Young, and if Wash is in there, they'd be riding his butt when he got back in the dugout.
Somebody. Yeah, man. Look. And I heard this too, you know, why did Acuña have to go on social media
right
to address this? He's in Florida. Why couldn't he call the manager? He did what most of us do. He reacted in the moment. Like, you want Acuña to do the things that you feel like would have, I don't know, Mike, lessened the blow of what right. took place. And the reality is, Acuña's probably watching the game just like we are. That takes place, and he's like, whoa, homie, wait a minute. If that was me, they ain't taking me out. And he addressed it, I know, in someone else's post. But the fact of the matter is, it happened.
Right.
Whether he addressed it or not, it still happened.
Yeah, look, it's 6 years later. And as I said, guys, we see it every day in all walks of life, how vindictive people are, how people don't forget slights. And Ronald certainly didn't forget that slight. That's his prerogative. And like so many folks, you're quick to anger. My hand goes up. You realize, you know what? Bad idea. Let me delete that. And that's all that happened. But it still doesn't, I mean, but this is something I have a hard time with some Braves fans. There's a double standard. It's not a double standard because you don't like Ronald Acuña.
Uh-oh.
That's why. You don't have Ronald Acuña's back, but you've got a journeyman, because that's what Kelnick is now. You got his back? What does that say about your fandom? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's fair, man. It's not over for us. 404-726-0929 is the number. You can hit us up. Look, I'm glad.
What are you, Bob Feller? These Caribbean players don't know the rules of the game.
I'm glad we're winning. That's all I really care about. Acuña's going to come back. He's going to contribute to this team.
Right.
But the idea, like, you know, oh, you're throwing your manager under the bus. Not really.
But I do get a kick out of, you know, it's funny, we're the city too busy to hate. You guys know the slogan. But it is fun on social media, and you'll see. And again, you can, or if you're debating with someone, you can go back and look at some of their texts or their comments. You know where you can pretty much have a good idea who you're talking to. Right, Carl? You'd agree with me on that?
Well, look, some people are blatantly obvious. Others right. try to hide behind right. whatever, you know, shield that they right. they think social media is. But I would just prefer you come out and tell me that. I say this to you guys all the time. I would prefer you just came out and said, man, I've never really liked Acuña. Cool.
Right.
I know where you stand. But don't try to sugarcoat it and be like, man, you know, he's really great, but we won the World Series without him.
Yeah. And we'll have a conversation here on this station, because there's other stations in this town that are too chicken blank to have this conversation, because they just won't. And they're not comfortable with it. And we've never shied away from anything. Now, again, it's only a racial argument, as we suggest, if you make it one. I'm just simply talking about a standard between two players. If you want to call it into one that happens to be from Curacao, another one's from USA, that's on you.
Well, it's blatantly obvious, though, when all three guys that have been called out over the last 7 years are all Latin players. That's the connection. And that's not fair to Snit. And I mentioned this yesterday. I don't think Snit's racist by any stretch of the imagination. Okay. I said he's been around baseball 60 years of his 69.
Recommended by Hank Aaron for the job he got.
And so that's foolish. And I know enough people of color in baseball who know Snit, so I'm not even attempting to say that. What I will tell you, though, is the perception that Ender Inciarte and Marcell Ozuna and Ronald Acuna versus what we just saw is the perception. And that, whether it's fair or unfair, that's what people look at, Mike, and they go, wait a minute. He disciplined these guys. What's the commonality? This dude gets off. I don't understand that. And again, you might not see it that way, but we all see the world differently. And so that is why some people see this as, well, wait a minute. He's not punishing the white dude.
Well, again, Ronald's not here to be a leader. A couple of guys hit us up saying, and here's another one. Guy says, Snit, Kelnick, Acuna are all wrong for the situation. Only one, Acuna, will never understand why what he did is wrong and bad for the team. A super talented player who doesn't step up to be the leader he needs to be, says Blake. Now, I will say this. He's not in the clubhouse to be a leader right now. I would love to see, and we've seen little signs that things maybe are changing. His willingness to, you know, to embrace speaking English in interviews and to take that responsibility. Because I know guys feel awkward. You never want to put words in your mouth. You're not comfortable with the language. I get it. In a perfect world, we'd all speak the same language. Not the way it works, guys. Sorry. But, I mean, I don't know how he's going to, when he comes this latest time back in after an injury, if Ronald does take on that mantle of leadership. It would be great. I've begged for it for him for years because he is the biggest star on the team. He is the guy that should be that guy. But some guys are uncomfortable with that role. I think Austin Riley is a bit reluctant with it. He'd rather lead by example and doing the job on the field, and that's fine because not everybody wants to get on top of in the clubhouse and be that guy.
I agree. All right, your thoughts are welcome, guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To get to here on the Braves.